News Radio 690 KTSM presents the second hour of the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. And by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We're going to start hour two like we normally do, History Moment being what it is. Produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance. Her topic today is about how a world-famous aviator landed in the Salt Flats out on the Carlsbad Highway.
Salt Flat Hospitality. Amelia Earhart on a transcontinental tour for Beechnut Gum in 1931 was piloting an autogyro, an experimental forerunner to the helicopter. The trip so far had been trouble-free, but just east of El Paso, the engine started to sputter, and she was losing altitude quickly. Scanning the horizon for a place to set down, Amelia spies the Salt Flats and guides the autogyro down for a safe landing. Ranchers Ona and Ed Hammock came to lend a hand to the distressed pilot. To their surprise, the pilot was Amelia Earhart. And as is West Texas hospitality, Amelia was invited to stay at their ranch until her plane was fixed and she was on her way. More history next week on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
How many Facebookers do they have?
Oh.
History Alliance. 62?
Over 65,000.
Yeah, 65,000
now?
Yeah, 65,000.
I'll change that number on my page.
And remember, El Paso wins over 30,000. And I know Barbara will correct me on that one. It's lots of people. And we need people like this. The Heritage, the El Paso Heritage Alliance, History Alliance, excuse me, is run by Max Grossman and Mark Stone. And you have the Remember in El Paso Win, which is Barbara Given-Bainey.
BGB.
Yeah, she's got a great team. And these Facebook pages and Barbara's, I think, is one of the oldest and most comprehensive of the pages out there.
She works hard at that.
She does.
She's on there all the time. You can find her little numbers in the corner clicking around. She's good at that. I mean, what you should do is if you use their photos, give them credit for it. And you may not be able to use them copyright-free because people put stuff in there all the time. But anyway, give her credit for what you find. She's the chief administrator. They got Margaret Smith, Rick Duncan, Paul Louis. Moderators are Ken Weiss and Craig Hayes. Bunch of people working there, and I think she was looking for more help. Go on that page and talk to them on Facebook. It's a nice crowd there. So back to the history of the Texas Mountain Trail. Are you guys still on the mountain with us there, Wendy, Robert?
Still here.
Robert, what happened to you? You cracked out on
me. No, he's there, but he's...
Robert, say hello.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's easier.
Are you using a headset?
Nope.
Sometimes they sound really, really good. Okay,
I think I have a bad phone cord.
Ah, okay. Oh, you actually on a landline to us?
Yes, old school.
Hey, well,
wow.
Not only that.
Love that.
You're a radio guy, so you know how this works. So good for you.
Yeah.
Appreciate your help.
A landline. Wow.
A landline. Hey, well, look, he knew how to deal with that, so that's good. Okay, to the point of at hand here, we've got the history of West Texas kind of in our hands here because the Texas Mountain Trail was created in a caravan by Governor John Connally back in the 1960s, right? Just to recap on that.
68.
Okay. So he drove around with a bunch of people and said, hey, let's go look at some historic stuff. And so they ended up in Marfa. Did we finish Marfa?
We're finished with Marfa, yes.
Marfa. A lot of people are finished with Marfa. But that wouldn't be Bernie. Bernie, you finished with McGoffin. How about McGoffin Home, Bernie?
I slept in Elizabeth Taylor's bed.
I got news for you. I've slept at McGoffin Home. I was 5 years old. And my grandmother was friends with the family. So I went over there with her one day. They said, put the kid in the back room, make him stay. That was so hot and dusty, I couldn't stand it. I never Okay, back to the reality. McGoffin Home is a what, Bernie?
It's a historic site. It's an actual museum home here in El Paso, Texas. It was originally run after the family kind of deeded it over to Texas Parks and Wildlife. THC picked it up, and they invested heavily into it because it needed a lot of work. And they spent a couple of years restoring the adobe walls and the roof and the buildings inside. They actually replicated the wallpaper that was inside. They put up the dust-catching linen on the roof or on the ceiling on the inside,
right,
to catch not only dust but insects when they would fall through those ceilings at one time.
It's an adobe roof is the point. The roof was made out of dirt.
Yeah.
That's weird. But also what they did to Texas Parks and Wildlife in their tenure, I believe, they took, and you had to air condition the place, so that you couldn't put a lot of air conditioning through the walls of that adobe. They put the adobe, they put the air conditioning ducts in the sidewalk on the outside of the house.
That was impressive.
Ah, that's really cool. And literally, so the air comes up in from outside. You don't even know it.
Yeah. Yeah, they've done a great job. To go back and talk a little bit about the history of the building itself, James Wiley McGoffin was an early trader on the Santa Fe Trail. Ultimately, the Chihuahua Trail came south, which is, well, we know it as the El Camino Real de Tierra Adentro.
And that came through El Paso and went to Mexico and back to New Mexico and by through,
He was one of the first gringos to come through here, Caucasians, in the 1820s. And it was kind of interesting because he traveled with a couple of other fairly well-known people of the time, but he liked what he saw here. But he ended up staying in Chihuahua City. He had a lot of business down there, and that's where he married a Mexican gal, and they had their children, including Joseph McGoffin. And Joseph McGoffin ultimately moved up here with his wife, Octavia, and they built the McGoffin home in 1877. So James Wiley never lived in that home. In fact, the last time he was here, there wasn't a whole lot of El Paso to see.
It's his picture above the piano up there.
It
his,
is.
His portrait.
It is. Yeah. And you mentioned, you alluded to the fact that I was wearing a top hat during one of the events.
Yes.
Yeah. We reenacted the engagement party, Josefina's.
Yes.
And
what a hoot that was.
Yeah, we actually regurgitated the menu that they served.
Replicated it. Let's use that word.
Good point. Yeah,
yeah, okay.
But, well, trust me, after the food sat for 12 hours.
No, it was catered. That was wonderful stuff. There was a seven-course dinner that we talked somebody into providing.
Yeah.
We filmed it, and it's on that video we did. But the thing was, you were who are you? You played somebody's part. Bassett.
You were
O.T. Bassett.
O.T. Bassett.
Yeah.
And you're Mrs.
McGoffin. I was Eugenia Eugenia McGoffin.
Cool.
Yeah, Octavia.
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 That's
Eugenia.
Right. That's a long time ago. You know, 1800s.
I'm getting my historical.
It was 2004
confused.
To be specific. Anyway, so we took that. You'll never do that again because that's an historic site. They wouldn't let you bring any food in there. But we had food in there. We had 20 people. The six guns dressed up. Mm-hmm. That is a crazy video. That's online right now.
That was a lot of fun doing it.
On that one of
the
YouTube
things
channel.
We haven't really talked about too much is the fact that we were sitting there and you had all the gear to film us sitting at that table that they unfolded, which they only do once in a while. They unfolded a whole table
there
for us.
There are 20 leaves and 10 leaves and 22 people can sit at that table.
And the there was a light fixture in the ceiling that was in the way of the video.
Yes.
And we kept saying, hey, Uncle Charlie, kind of turn that thing so we can have a free shot at the people sitting there.
The ghost of Charlie.
The ghost of Charlie. And sure enough, we looked up and it had turned.
Just exactly like we needed it.
Yeah.
And that was a fun thing. So anyway, McGoffin, incredible history in there. Take a look at it when you can. Call them up, 533-5147, I think is their number, and they'll give you a tour there. I'll let you do a tour virtually these days.
Yeah, and Jeff has done a great job. He's got a good team over there.
Oh, yeah, he does. All right, moving on to El Paso Museum of History, Bernie. That's probably yours as well.
Yeah, I'm on the foundation. I'm the vice chair of the El Paso History Museum.
Why
foundation.
Is it on this list? Is it important?
Why is it important? It's also one of the certified sites on the El Camino Real de Tierra Adentro. There are six certified sites the National Park System had identified from starting down in the San Elizario area all the way up to Anthony, Texas. And that's one of the sites. And it's because they share a lot of the history of the Camino Real as well as the Texas Mountain Trail. There's a tremendous amount of history to be seen in there when it's open. And they're fixing to open it back up again.
Cool. You want to move on to L&J Cafe? We got some pictures of that.
Yeah, that was built in 1927.
And I think Wendy may have a say so on some of that. Wasn't that part of the original caravan?
We did. We ate at the L&J that night after we visited the McGoffin home.
Cool. And Bernie, 27. It was built in 27, you said?
Yeah. It was built in 1927. And ultimately in the 1930s, I believe it was, they named it after the children of the – called Tony's Place originally.
Yeah.
And then they named it L&J after the kids.
Who's the current owner now? Leo.
Leo, yes.
Duran.
Well, he's kind of semi-retired.
And his daughter's
running the place.
Yeah.
But,
they do a great job.
The traditions continue. L&J.
They've expanded it, so now you've got a lot of room in there, and it's still filled up.
The old place by the graveyard,
and,
right, Melissa?
Yeah, and they drove. Did we? I don't think we gave you a tour through Concordia. Did we? I don't think that time.
When Wendy came through with the caravan? I don't remember.
It's not on your list, but that should be.
Sometime we will get the crew over here to take a tour.
All right, now we're going to go back to our phone guests. We got the Guadalupe Mountains National Park. What do you got there? Oh, do you have that little picture? We have a picture of the top of that mountain. Wendy, take this one, or Robert.
Yeah, so after we went to the museum, we headed out to the park, and we were greeted by about 10 rangers. They were so welcoming. They took us over to... a little short hike from the visit over to the side of a section of the old Butterfield Overland Trail. And, you know, there's still some of the little, you know, they're ruins, basically, but they have a lot of interpretive signage, and, you know, you can read about it. And then we had a picnic lunch, and it was nice.
You're talking about Guadalupe now.
Yeah. And just for the listeners, that the Guadalupe Mountains has the highest natural place in Texas at 8,751 feet above sea level.
Yes.
And it's a bucket lister's dream. I mean, they just dream up there. I don't know how they do it. I've heard it's a really difficult hike.
Well, I went with the Boy Scout crowd over there one time, and I took the low road and went up that canyon with the river on it. A whole bunch of them took the high road. It took them 8 hours running up and down the mountain to go see that little pyramid thing up on top and sign their name in the little book. Crazy.
It's also a place in Texas where you can see fall colors that you wouldn't expect.
Right.
Over there in the McKittrick Canyon with all the maples and stuff. So
that is very pretty. All right, Guadalupe. And then moving down your list to Butterfield Overland. You mentioned it there because Butterfield Overland, it went through that area, right?
It did.
Also, it went
to. Not only did it take the mail, but for a while, I read that they took passengers. It was like $200 a ticket one way. And guys, that can't be an easy thing to do for a passenger. I mean, maybe the mail people were used to it, but anybody that stepped foot out of their front door in West Texas knows.
Well, those were the cheap seats. Wendy, those were the cheap seats. The most expensive ones were upwards of $1,000 to travel from St. Louis to San Francisco.
And you're talking about stagecoach accommodations all day long with six people, didn't take a bath for 2 weeks.
Uh-huh. And it was in fact, it only lasted 3 years. They had to shut it down because of the Civil War.
Yeah, after a while.
In fact, first class was sitting behind with your back to the driver of the coach because you didn't get the dust. Yeah. The people that sat in front of you, and you went, ha, ha.
Less dust.
You could rent seats on the top, too.
Wow.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be fun?
Hang on.
You're the first guy getting the arrow when it comes down.
I have been up there, and that's high up. Those gentlemen came through with the stagecoach, and they were letting me drive it.
It's a long way down, too.
It is a long way down.
That's where they originally came up with arrow shirts.
No, it wasn't. That's really cool, arrow shirts.
Apparently, they found themselves in hostile territory at times, too. So imagine
just outside of Waco Tanks, man. They got Indians all over the place over there. So the trail... They said it went from like Missouri to California. Was that the $200?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yep.
I Wendy a little. I dare you to recreate that one. No.
No, thanks.
No, you'll go in a you're going in a Volkswagen, I'm guessing. Anyway, okay. Moving on to the highest place in Texas. We did that. How about the Davis Mountains? We got a picture of the Indian Lodge with it. Nobody knows it's there unless you go looking for it. Really, way up at the top of that canyon. That's cool.
And the Indian Lodge. It's actually a state park within a state park.
Oh.
Indian Lodge is a state park itself.
Okay.
Even though it's a building.
It's really nice.
And do you know Wanda over there, Wanda Olszewski?
No.
She runs the Fort Davis State Park for the state. She was at Waco, thanks is why we know her. But anyway, that's an old fort. Actually an old fort for the Buffalo Soldiers were all over it. Henry Flipper was there. And sorry?
I was going to mention the CCC has a lot to do with building of the park and the Indian Lodge. But I just wanted to backtrack just a little bit.
Okay.
Because when we left the Guadalupe, the park, we passed through Van Horn. Instead of coming back the way, the original caravan, instead of coming back the way we went down 118. And I just have to plug this other scenic drive because this is an amazing drive. It's so beautiful. You don't even realize you're in Texas. You could be in Colorado or somewhere else. But it passes by the McDonald Observatory.
Oh, yeah.
And if anybody wants to recreate their own caravan from this show or whatever, make time to stop at the observatory.
Yes.
Because they have really great day tours, and you can actually see the telescope. And then they also have star parties on certain nights.
And a very big meteorite inside the front door, huge meteorite.
Did you say it was open now, Wendy, or will be opening maybe next Wednesday?
I don't know what the current situation is. I know they've kind of been off and on, like everybody else kind of in the past year. So I'd have to check.
Yeah, they're really limited up there, but they are open, back open to the public. But it's best to check their website and make sure.
Anywhere you're going.
You got to do reservations and all that good stuff for any of the day trips or the night star parties and all that anyway.
Cool.
But they're open, but very limited in capacity.
We need to take a break, but I also want to talk about maybe Balmoray, which is not on anybody's list. Oh, what a great place.
That's not in our region either.
Oh, it's not?
It's off.
Can't we claim it? We can't claim it? Okay, never mind. All right,
One thing I want to say really quick. The Texas Heritage Trail is a great map to follow because you can do some great day trips or just weekend trips and go see a whole bunch of stuff.
A lot of that stuff is within an easy day trip if you can stay overnight from El Paso. So that's another reason to think about that. All right, take it a break here. Call us if you want to or don't. It doesn't matter. We're doing a talk anyway.
But the
thing is, over here, we've got all these people looking at us on Facebook.
I'm looking at the wall. I thought you were looking at the wall.
No, I have actually a monitor here. And, Oh, you're going to make Guzman stay after because he missed part
That's
of the show.
Right. He was late.
Enough of that. 544 whatever.
Give us a call at 544-5876 KTSM.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
This is Andrew J. Polk with News Radio 690 KTSM. The COVID-19 coronavirus is still spreading in our community, and anyone who has been exposed or is showing symptoms is asked to get tested. Information on free testing is available at epstrong.org. Find details on how to register for the vaccine at epcovidvaccine.com. eprenthelp.org has resources for tenants and landlords on rental assistance, and epbusinessstrong.org has details on grant and loan funding. From the News Radio 690 KTSM News Desk, I'm Andrew J. Polk.
What's up, fool? People welcome. Dreamer, can you help me out? I need $10. I'm trying to get to Las Vegas. For $10? I have $20. Let's both go.
Hey, El Paso. Come spend the night under the stars with Felipe Esparza. Saturday, March 6th at El Paso County Coliseum.
Something you love your dog more than your kids.
Pull up to the El Paso County Coliseum, March 6th at 7 p.m. and get ready to laugh your blues away. Chill in your car or post up in your personal outdoor spot. For more information, call 915-533-9899 or go to universe.com to buy your tickets now.
Everyone loves the office. Admit it. You wish you had a Dundee. Instead, you have this. The Office Deep Dive Podcast, hosted by Brian Baumgartner, a.k.a. Kevin from The Office. Every week in this new hilarious podcast, Brian sits down with one of his old friends from The Office as they discuss their favorite moments on set and never-before-told stories.
Your kids watch that?
Never.
No, come on.
They've never watched it.
Listen to The Office Deep Dive on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know that over 90% of male enhancement pills are virtually the same thing that's repackaged, redone over and over again? Why settle for the same old product when you can get something completely different? Something that takes male enhancement into the 21st century. Something that really works. Men, you need to try all-natural male enhancement formula that will unlock your performance in the bedroom to a level you could only dream of. Try to imagine Viagra on steroids. Noxitril is so powerful, that's why it took years for it to finally become available to the public without a prescription. So call now and take advantage of our special Noxitril free bottle offer today. Oh yeah, we recommend that you use the Noxitril dose as directed. Think of your partner. We certainly don't want you to overperform in the bedroom.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxitril while supplies last. Call 1-800-993-2190. Free bottles for a limited time. So call now, 800-993-2190, 800-993-2190.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Are we on Facebook again? Golly dang, that feels good. Dr. T. Roy Ainsworth is on next week, has a topic for our radio show that explains the early use of airplanes on the U.S.-Mexican border for surveillance in the Mexican Revolution. And that's not a minor topic. That topic just goes on and on. It's interesting. March the 20th, Archaeology Museum Director Jeff Romney, our guest. He's going to describe the many Native American pottery items in the museum, how they were made and where they're from. At least that's what I think he's doing. Plus, if he sends me some pictures, we'll put those on Facebook. You got March 27th?
March 27th. Our guest is Cindy Medina. She is the U.S. representative for the Villa Foundation and will explain the history of Pancho Villa. They're getting ready for their 2023 100th year commemoration of his death, and Cindy's going to talk about the U.S. and Mexico events in 2023. She'll tie it in with the Villa Stash House, which is in downtown El Paso, and it just turned 1 year old. 1 year old, I should say. And she'll have another great-grandson of Pancho Villa on the show with her, so that ought to be interesting. And Cindy will describe how the 2023 events will go from Mexico City and finish in El Paso, Texas. Then April 3rd, our guest is former UTEP professor, now teaching Chicano Studies in California, and he's Professor Mario Garcia. And we will talk about the career of Mayor Raymond Tellez in Garcia's book, The Making of a Mexican-American Mayor, Raymond L. Tellez.
See, we cover all kinds of stuff here. And we take it from anywhere, including Facebook and the phone. And we got on the phone here, Prince. Prince, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, Prince.
Great show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What's up?
Well, I wanted to compliment your guests for telling some really good stories. And also, I wanted to comment about El Paso Centennial Museum and the Museum of the Chihuahua Desert and Alpine have some of the best geology, you might even say, high points of geology in the West.
Yes.
And they are really good. But another really important museum, one of the newest museums in the National Park System, is the museum at Fort Davis. And this is a Black History Month. They got a complete reconstructed barracks. And you can see how the Buffalo soldiers lived. And then the newest museum is right next to it. And that fort is probably one of the most strategic locations in the history of the West, because the Jackass mail line came from San Antonio, and the Butterfield mail line converged in that same area, and two transcontinental railroad lines converged there.
Okay.
And on their way into El Paso. And, of course, they took care of the soldiers there, took care of the elimination of Chief Victorio, and pretty much brought about the end of the Indian Wars. And so there's an awful lot of history right there. And the post itself at Fort Davis is one of the best preserved posts of all of military posts, National Historic Sites in the West.
Yeah,
and
it
so
is.
It's
yeah.
really a good thing to see.
That's a state park, too, right? I know it's a state park, yeah.
Another thing that really appeals, we know that a lot of tourists from Asia come across on Amtrak, and they get off at Marfa. Marfa is a stop on Amtrak line in addition to El Paso and Sanderson. And a lot of people that want to see the West actually do that. And that's one of the big mistakes that we've all made, that El Paso and all of West Texas has made, is not advertising to Europeans and Asians about riding on Amtrak and coming across the West.
Good idea, yeah.
Foreign tourists don't want to fly from L.A. to Dallas. They want to see America
yeah.
on the way to Dallas.
Now miss the Grand Canyon for sure.
Yeah.
Well,
so I just wanted to.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Pass that on.
Appreciate you pointing that out. Maybe we'll see you at Pepe's today. How's that sound?
Yeah.
All right. You take it easy. Thanks for ringing up.
Sounds like a good one. Bye.
Prince McKenzie. Bye. Are you going to make it to Pepe's?
I think so for a short time.
I'll be out there, I think, at some point there. And also, just to let you know, Bernie, we've got some topics coming up for you. Franklin Mountain State Park, Waco Tanks. You going to get to those in a minute?
Sure.
All right. We're going to take a break and come back and do that. We've got the mountain trails as the topic. And Texas Mountain Trails, there's so many things to do and see.
Oh, yeah.
And Prince just pointed out some very important places that aren't necessarily on the list, but they should be. I mean, they're on my list. How about your list?
Oh, there's so much. And I think that's the cool thing about the Heritage Trails is people get out and they start to wander. Bernie and I, when we travel, we do the same thing. We go kind of off the beaten path.
Yeah, going to see stuff.
And find some of the most interesting history and information all
over.
Well,
if you got a day trip or two, maybe three even, go down and stay at the Gage Hotel, wander down to Big Bend. And we're going to ask Robert to talk about that in this next half hour. We'll get to that coming up here. Taking a breaker, call us if you need to. The number would be
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-815-4342. That's 800-815-4342. 800-815-4342.
What's up, fool?
The people welcome. Hey, man, can you help me out? I need $10. I'm trying to get to Las Vegas. For $10? I have $20. Let's both go.
Hey, El Paso, come spend the night under the stars with Felipe Esparza. Saturday, March 6th at El Paso County Coliseum.
Something you love your dog more than your kids.
Pull up to the El Paso County Coliseum, March 6th at 7 p.m. and get ready to laugh your blues away. Chill in your car or boast up in your personal outdoor spot. For more information, call 915-533-9899 or go to universe.com to buy your tickets now.
Did you know just the simple act of dressing for work can make you more productive? According to a recent study by the Wall Street Journal, getting dressed for work each morning can even improve your performance. Untucked shirts are the easy way to look sharp instantly, and they're designed to be worn untucked, so you'll stay comfortable all day long. So for your next Zoom call, lose the t-shirt and grab an untucked shirt instead. It'll also be your go-to when we start returning to all the things we've been missing. Try one today at any Untucked store or at Untucked.com. Untucked shirts, designed to be worn untucked.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Are you ready for El Paso Inc.?
TxDOT is completing work on hundreds of millions of dollars worth of transportation projects, and we rounded up the largest ones.
Also in the El Paso Inc., an El Paso billionaire has opened a new fixed-base operator for private and corporate air travel.
El Paso Animal Services saw a major drop in adoptions last year, but in 2021 is a new chance to find a furry friend.
El Paso's Business Journal, El Paso Inc., is available for home or business delivery.
To receive El Paso Inc., order it online at elinc.com.
The great mask debate, it's coming to center stage after Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced his ending the mask mandate and fully reopening the state next Wednesday. Ha! That's my comment. The governor says Texans still have a personal responsibility, but the state doesn't need to tell them what to do. Well, that's cool. And so anyway, some health experts say the move is too soon.
Sunday on ABC 7 Extra, host Saul Sainz speaks with two business owners who weigh in on the pros and cons of opening up 100% and dropping the mask mandate. Sunday night at 10:35 p.m. only on ABC 7, where news comes first.
And only on the El Paso History Radio Show. Right now, we've got Bernie Sargent.
That's right.
Hello.
Talk about some of the stuff that's on your list there. You've got Waco Tanks is another site, as well as the Franklin Mountain State Park. That's the biggest park anywhere, right? Urban?
Yeah, it pretty much is. It's Franklin is 27,000 acres.
That's huge.
That's a lot of acreage.
Just a little walk.
Yeah, it's over 40 square miles and has 100 miles of trails throughout the park. It's kind of a hidden secret, but it's a gem, and we need to market that more.
That's a serious mountain trip. We need to market everything more.
Well, when you talk about Big Bend, Wendy talked about the highway that goes around. We went down that highway. Yeah, it's so scenic, so beautiful. One thing that we have in common with San Elizario, on that highway, we actually stopped and went up on the mountain where they shot some of the scenes from the movie Fandango.
Fandango.
Oh, that was a great, great coming-of-age movie. If you've never seen it, you need to watch it. And then the other one was San Elizario did the wedding scene. So it was just a long time ago. It was just great, though.
Well, you also got on your list here, you've got Waco Tanks.
Waco Tanks is another gem. That's one of the state historic sites also here in El Paso. And it's archaic. It's prehistoric. It has lots of petroglyphs on the walls that tell the Indian story of massacres and fights that they had with the Spanish soldiers.
Mexican soldiers,
yeah,
too.
And it's a phenomenal place to go. Now, they have restrictions as far as how many people go in. They always have had that, well, at least in the last 5 to 10 years, because they've got a problem with people going in there and graffitiing the walls and so on. And so they wanted to kind of manage that. So
they're going to shoot them on site from now on.
I would suggest contacting Waco Tanks in advance to see if there's room for you. If you want to stay there, they have 20 camping sites. You can stay there also. But it's a great little venue. And on the east side of the Waco Tanks is an area that was a stage stop for the Butterfield Trail.
Yeah.
And it was kind of an interesting thing because Jackson and I participated some years ago on the Huff Wagon Train.
05.
05. Wow.
Jeez.
And that was where they reenacted a group of wagons that traveled from Houston to the gold mining fields of California. But this was in reverse going from Socorro down to Houston.
Well, it had such a cool shot of this wagon train pulling into Waco Tanks.
Yeah.
That was really a hoot.
It was long.
You and I worked a long time to get that shot.
Yeah.
It was a heck of a day.
It was a good time.
But Waco Tanks is a gym to go see and hang out. But do look them up on the internet and check them out. All right. Now, hey, look, Robert, we're finally turning down to the Big Bend National Park. Maybe you start with the history of the first park in Texas. Why is there a state park separate from the national park? What's that?
The actual reason why, I'm not exactly sure.
Oh.
Other than it would have been a massive national park if they would have stuck the whole two together. No, the Big Bend National Park is really cool. It's the people of Texas's park, and it's Texas's gift to the nation. You know, it was actually that area was gifted, deeded to become a national park. But the funds raised for it came a lot, primarily from the residents of Texas. So it's really amazing. And the Big Bend Ranch State Park is the largest state park in Texas. And it's very undeveloped, if that makes sense. You know, the national park is developed. There's over 150 miles of hiking trails. It's absolutely beautiful, and the history there is phenomenal. Earlier in the program, we mentioned the Texas pterosaur at the Museum of the Big Bend here in Alpine. They actually, the latest exhibit that we have in the national park is really way back history. It is the fossil discovery exhibit that is out there that actually is an outdoor museum with replicas of all the different fossils that they've found in the national park, and there are way too many to mention, and honestly, that's above my pay grade. I can't even pronounce them, but most of the real fossils are at the Smithsonian in Washington, but they built a museum down here that the public can go and interact and see when this whole area was underwater even. It's really neat.
Oh, cool. Yeah, because a lot of people don't realize this was a big lake.
Yeah, at one time it sure was. That's how all the cannons were cut out and all that good stuff. But yeah, there's so much out there to actually see once you get into the Big Bend National Park. And again, the only breaking point is that little Lajitas, a golf resort between the national park and the state park. They work together well. But again, the national park is really developed. Lots of exhibits, museums. You know, they actually have a hotel in there, all that good stuff. Whereas the state park, to me, it's kind of like you could look at how Big Bend was back in the 40s when it was actually became a national park, how it was back then, because the state park is undeveloped, but they have so many plans in there. You know, Fort Leeton is actually part of the Big Bend Ranch State Park complex that's out there. So there's so much in the future that will be developed out there at Big Bend Ranch. It's going to be a really one of the big state parks in Texas to watch, to see what happens as they further develop that area for public use.
Cool.
I know one picture on your website is some people boating down, I guess it's a canoe, I don't know what it is, down the river. And if you go toward the middle of the river and get a little too far, you end up in Mexico in the middle of the river, right?
Yes, sir.
Ah,
you actually do.
Watch
you're not
out.
Supposed to touch the other side. You have an emergency.
There's a customer.
Make sure you have your passport.
All the way to Presidio and Ojinaga over there to come back through the actual customs port. Yeah,
oh,
that's
yeah.
kind
Goodness.
Of a rule that a lot of people don't know. You're not supposed to touch the Mexican side, but you're exactly right. Right in the middle of the river is the border. Yeah,
that's right
on it.
Oh, also, I want to say I did post the Texas Heritage Trail site, along with yours, Visit Big Bend. So if people have more interest and want to follow up on that, they can do that on our Facebook page.
Excellent.
How do you get in one of those canoes? Is that some vendor doing a service? They're renting you a canoe or what?
Yes, indeed. You certainly can. You can hire a guide to take you on the river. They do multiple types of things: half day trip if you don't have a lot of time, a full day, or you can do overnight trips that are out there. And these guides, it's not like you're going to be roughing it. Yeah, you may be camping, but we're talking wine, cheese, steaks.
Oh.
I mean,
oh, they're
glamping. We're glamping.
They're not just guides.
They bring dinner. But, that's even better.
Yeah, they will take care of you 100%. Or you can do it on your own and just rent a canoe down here if you don't want to bring your own. They do allow that as well. But there's lots of outfitters down there in Studi Butte and Terlingua that'll do that for you.
I'm just curious. Is there any fishing in that river at that point?
Yeah, there absolutely is.
What's in there?
It's not championship fishing.
No.
You can catch stuff, but
but you're not sure what it is. No, don't say that. But no.
Catfish over by La Linda.
Catfish? Yeah, well, that makes sense. Catfish are everywhere. Catfish are at the bottom of everything.
Yeah, those are the best ones that are out there, yeah. But I wouldn't call it a fisherman's paradise, but you can fish.
I'm just curious. And also the Chisos Mountain Lodge, I see that picture going flying by here.
Well, that's a neat place.
I actually had lunch there a while back, and we've also got some of your roadside signs that you talked about that you put up there. Did you put those up? Who put those up?
It began before my tenure here. I've been the director of Visit Big Bend for about 6 years now. But previously, I want to say it's about 2008, they came up with a concept and began putting historical signs, you know, just roadside exhibits at the tech stop pull-offs, you know, where you can kind of rest or just, you know, have a picnic or whatever. We started putting exhibits there, historical events that happened that a lot of people wouldn't know,
you know.
Sure.
It's really interesting. They're all throughout Brewster County over here, and we have actually a mobile app that you can find on our website that kind of directs you towards them. It's really a way that you can see where, say, the Comanches actually passed through, or that the camel expeditions, when they had camels out here, thinking that since this is the desert of West Texas, they're going to use camels instead of horses, where they actually went through. So it's really neat. Exhibits all around, including at Terlingua, Lajitas, Marathon, all throughout Brewster County.
That camel thing didn't work anywhere. They had them came through here, didn't they, Bernie?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, my God. And they had some down in an exhibit in San Elizario.
They went all the way to California.
Yeah. Oh, that's a bad idea, and we found that out, I guess.
Well, it could have been a good idea, except for Wranglers, cowboys, or camels.
Yeah, they're a whole different animal.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think it would have been a very good item to have here in the desert, because many times horses can't take the trails and such as the camels could. And the water. So, yeah.
How do you saddle a camel?
So. Yeah, and I guess Doug Baum still does the Texas Camel Corps, and he actually brings camels, and you can do tours throughout here.
He's I want to do that.
You want to ride a camel?
Yes. Exhibits at Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Why do you want to ride a camel,
because
Melissa,
Sergeant?
Because
you can. Because you can, and I'll be out of spitting distance.
You can also walk off the cliff, but you don't want to do that either.
Oh, I've been close to that, as Bernie will attest to.
Yes.
Most of the time in your marriage is what you're sounding like.
You do base jumping, so people walk off cliffs.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm not doing that either.
I tried that in Grand Canyon, yes.
We got to do another break here and come back. I don't think we've actually talked much about the Gage Hotel. We're going to come back and talk about that. So taking a break here on the El Paso History Radio Show. What was it that came in off the air, the question
A family member. Their parents grew up were from Marfa, but their grandparents lived in Shafter, Texas, which was an old mining area. And if anybody knows any information about that, they'd like to hear it from you if possible.
After the break, tell us about Shafter if you know what that means. We don't know what that means because we're from West Texas, the far West Texas.
That's right.
So there you are. All right, taking a break here, looking at Facebook. When we come back, we'll be back.
We'll
shortly.
Check up with some people there.
See you back in just a moment.
Bye.
Many retired El Paso area homeowners don't know where to begin when it comes to downsizing and selling their home. Patrick Tuttle and his Legacy Home team follow a proven process to help retired homeowners sell faster and for more money. Call Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850 today and get your home sold faster and for more money. That's Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850. Call him today.
Staples helps you get back to business with custom printed signs and sales materials. Now get 15% off signs, posters, or decals when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends 5/29/21. Exclusions apply. Limit one per customer. See store staples.com/signage for details.
Don't miss the number one fiction podcast in the country, Tomorrow's Monsters, starring Golden Globe nominee John Boyega and Emmy winner Darren Criss. A mysterious hero infiltrates a shadowy corporation bent on changing human biology forever.
What are the repercussions when we give corporations direct access to our brains? At what point are we no longer just consumers? At what point do we become their product?
Listen to Tomorrow's Monsters on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What the fool?
The people walk up to me, can you help me out? I need $10. I'm trying to get to Las Vegas. For $10? I have $20. Let's both go.
Hey, El Paso, come spend the night under the stars with Felipe Esparza. Saturday, March 6th at El Paso County Coliseum.
Something you love about more than your kids.
Pull up to the El Paso County Coliseum, March 6th at 7 p.m. and get ready to laugh your blues away. Chill in your car or post up in your personal outdoor spot. For more information, call 915-533-9899 or go to universe.com to buy your tickets now.
Comfort Keepers of Las Cruces is now hiring in-home caregivers. If you're kind and compassionate, then Comfort Keepers of Las Cruces may have a fun and flexible new career for you. Call 575-521-4400 today. Comfort Keepers of Las Cruces, elevating the human spirit.
Let iHeartRadio be your one-stop audio destination for celebrating Women's History Month. Great stations powered exclusively by females, like iHeart Country Women, Women of R&B, Women Who Rock, and many more. Playlists personally curated by some of the most influential women in music, like Taylor Swift, Mariah Carey, and Shania Twain. Plus, tons of featured podcasts like Ordinary Equality, The History Chicks, and the iHeartRadio Podcast of the Year winner, Office Ladies. iHeartRadio, one for music, radio, and podcasting, all in one app.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we had a listener answer the question about where do you find information about Fort Shafter?
Not Fort Shafter, just Shafter, Texas. It was a mining town. Texas.
And near Fort Davis.
Not too far.
Fort Davis, Marfa area, yeah.
Okay, I think it was Mark that called up and said, you need to talk to Grant Newton, and he's at the Presidio County Historical Commission. Those people know a lot. The Historical Commission's in every county, right?
254.
That's a lot. And so El Paso's got a very active one. It used to be more interesting, but it's now becoming more interesting.
They're doing a good job.
But the county jumped in and decided to do with the county thing.
Yeah.
You guys were so creative.
There we go.
And probably so illegal, but who knows?
We didn't do anything illegal.
I forget, talking about the El Paso County Historical Commission, they've got a whole bunch of books that are available. And one I'm real interested in is The Lost Restaurants of El Paso.
A society, excuse me.
The Lost Restaurants of El Paso. It's a new book from the El Paso County Historical Society, and there's a pre-sale event today from now, starting now until 4 p.m. And then they've also got Jackson's, which includes Jackson's, not this Jackson, but the Jackson restaurant.
J-A-X-O-N. Yes. They don't know how to spell it.
Ashley Gardens, Bill Parks Barbecue. Oh, they had great barbecue. And All Are Lost But Not Forgotten. So check that book out. That'll be a lot of fun. And hopefully maybe we can get them on to talk about that. And the Historical Society will also host a pre-sale. Oh, I just repeated that. Never mind. Oh, if you have any questions.
Buy two books.
Yeah, buy two books. Give them a call at 533-3603.
And they got something else going. Look at their website.
Yeah, that'll be interesting, the restaurants. Yeah.
Also, the guy's name in Presidio County Historical Commission is Brad Newton. Yeah. N-E-W-T-O-N.
But anywhere you look on the internet, there is tons of information on Schaffner. In fact, Bernie and I were talking, as there was one from, what was the Texas Ranger.
Diamond Dick St. Leon.
St. Leon, yeah. They had a gunfight there that was quite interesting, yeah, along with all these other Texas Rangers.
They're always fighting somebody. Last moment here in the radio program. It's our last segment, y'all. Say what you want, but we didn't really cover the Gage Hotel, did we?
No, it's a great place. Windy? It has to be covered.
Is Wendy still there?
Wendy? Robert, you go ahead with the Gage.
Oh, sure, yeah. The Gage is an amazing little icon in the tiny town of Marathon. About 400 people live there. But this hotel, J.P. Bryan, a big Houston oil man, it kind of brought it back to life. And the big historical connection is it's a Trost Architecture Hotel, which that little Trost Trail continues on, not just from us here in West Texas, but all the way to El Paso, you know. It's absolutely amazing that you can see all these hotels. You can kind of take this trail and travel, you know, and see the Capitan in Van Horn, all the way in El Paso, and then there's also the Paisano in Marfa, and then the Gage Hotel. It's really a little unique charm that they have, West Texas charm. It's just an old ranching town, but that Gage Hotel has brought life into Marathon. That's absolutely just amazing.
Oh, hey, I have a quick question. There is another cemetery. I hate to say this, but I love taking pictures of cemeteries. there's one up not far from the Gage. It's in a green hilly area there. Do you know which one that is?
No, actually, I don't. It's just it's the Marathon Cemetery, but I'm not sure of the historic nature of that one. To be honest with you,
stones. I was really surprised for the area how many gravestones there were there.
One thing J.P. Bryan did, he also took care of a little park in that area.
That he did,
Gorgeous little park that they created there.
Yeah.
And I think he took over some other building and turned it into his athletic club.
Well, they have an event venue, which is wonderful. You want to get married, it's kind of a neat place outside of Keystone Heritage Park.
Is that an offer? No,
you can either go to
Keystone.
You're
married already. Stop it.
We
were there.
And your husband will perform the wedding. I'm going
to
miss it.
We were there for a great party, and it was wonderful.
I see you were trying to ignore this
subject.
Yes,
I am. I'm ignoring you.
The Gage was built in 1927.
Oh, yeah, the Gage Gardens for weddings is just amazing. Oh, yeah. What J.P. Bryan did there, the Gage Gardens. It's like
so
a little mini replica of all the flora and fauna around here in the area, but in a little, I think it's 18 acres that he has there. Fabulous. Yeah, it's fabulous.
I have to ask one thing. Is the white donkey kind of the
white
mayor
buffalo
of Marfa? I mean, Marathon?
What?
A white buffalo.
They have a white donkey.
It's white buffalo, yeah, and a white donkey. Yeah.
No, remember you.
Hey, she's
there
from California. She confuses those animals. She wants to ride a camel too. Go figure.
Don't
I'll ride
know
a bison
why
if you give me a chance. I've
a
ridden
bison
a donkey. I'll ride a bison.
Okay,
bison.
Now, okay. How about we do a fundraiser for a monument to J.P. Bryan?
I think so.
Oh my God,
he's
he needs
a
bronze of him out there in Marathon somewhere.
He's a good friend of the show.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and you know what he's been doing in El Paso, helping to preserve history here in a big way. What a guy. So he needs a statue down there. Okay, got about 2 minutes left here. Wendy Little and Robert Alvarez, talk about anything you want. And Bernie, we missed on this whole...
Not a ton of stuff, but that's okay. I'll be back.
You'll be back. You'll be back.
Can I say something? I want to congratulate Wendy. She's done a hell of a job with her position with the Texas Mountain Trail.
Yeah,
I mean, there's big shoes
to...
You're welcome. There's big shoes to fill when she came on board, and she's filled them.
And I like your hat. Your hat's good. She sent us a picture with her. Well, go ahead.
Can I get out the Authentic Texas Magazine real quick?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I think we have a picture of that somewhere, yeah.
Seven of the Texas Heritage Trails formed an LLC, which produces the Authentic Texas Magazine. And it's the Heritage Magazine of Texas, so we've branded ourselves. And it's a quarterly publication about history, heritage, about different themes. Every issue is a theme, so we have, like, the literary heritage of Texas, aviation, railroad, immigration, music, faith, film, goes on and on. So each issue kind of goes into length about each one of these themes and all throughout the state of Texas. And it's a really cool magazine. goodauthentictexas.com. If you want to just take a look, you can subscribe or pick them up in your visitor centers, the TxDOT, you know, the big visitor centers, chambers of commerce. We deliver them to everywhere we can in Texas so that people can get their hands on these publications for free. It's a really great magazine. Take a look. Bernie knows what it's like.
Yeah, she sends me a box every time they release them. And
oh, cool.
I spread them throughout the county.
It's on my side of the office. Yeah, and I'll post a link to that site, too.
Robert, any last thoughts for you? This is our last segment, and I appreciate you guys joining us by phone from your locations in the Big Bend and in Alpine. But the area down there is something that I say it's down there because literally it's downhill. I mean, the river proves that. It's slightly downhill, but El Paso's over here. What's the elevation of the Big Bend at the river? Do you know?
I actually don't know. The high peaks out here, we're a mile high. Most peaks are about 5,000 feet. The peaks in the park are 7 to 8. But, yeah, the river, I'm not sure. I want to say about 2 and some change, but I'm not positive.
Okay, that makes sense because El Paso at the low point is about 3,900 on the river.
Yeah.
And the high point in El Paso, as I mentioned, was 7,200 feet minus 8 feet when they bulldozed the top of it. That's you know, they did that. They had to change all the maps. I had an old map, 7,200 feet. The guy took the top off. So it goes. Wendy Little, thank you for being with us, and good luck on
the
Texas Mountain Trail.
And Robert, thanks for your work with the Texas Mountain Trail.
Oh, yeah. Glad you guys could make it all the way onto your telephone today. And Bernie, thank you for being here. And you're gonna make it to Pepe's eventually today?
It depends. I've got a little thing I'm going to do for
event you're gonna do?
Trying to preserve the historical monuments in the state of Texas.
Cool. Thank the control room there. The main man in control room, Andrew J. Polk. We appreciate your help on a Saturday morning. Oh, God, he's got a bell in there.
Ding.
And
I
we
like
thank
that.
You for what you do Monday through Friday. Go listen to him on 690
Does
AM.
A good job.
Talk El Paso, 4 to 5 p.m. every day. He puts up with a lot of stuff, and there's a lot out there to talk about.
Anyway, a patient man.
Y'all
patient
on the trail
man.
Down there, thank you very much for being with us. This has actually been a fun time. And what we're going to do, we're going to... Oh, yeah, happy trail.
Hell yeah.
Now, do you sing that with Dale Evans when you can? Go ahead.
When she's watching the Marfa Lights drinking.
Ah, that's right.
You're not, to you.
Oh, you're going to sing it.
Until we meet again.
Turn off your mics as fast as you can. Andrew, see you later. Thank you all for being here. Take care. Next week.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Monterey Asset Management, Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM El Paso.